Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day to partake of your goodness, and be refreshed and refresh others. Thank you, Lord. Watch over this word this morning, Lord. Bless it to our bodies and our bodies to your service. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Philippians 1, verse 21 to 26. My true life is the anointed one, and dying means gaining more of him. So here's my dilemma. Each day I live means bearing more fruit in my ministry. Yet I fervently long to be liberated from this body and joined fully to Christ. That would suit me fine, but the greatest advantage to you would be that I remain alive. So you can see why I'm torn between the two. I don't know which I prefer. Yet deep in my heart, I'm confident that I will be spared, so I can add to your joy and further strengthen and mature your faith. When I am free to come to you, my deliverance will give you a reason to boast even more in Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Here we can just, you know, see in the example of Paul that at times, you know, the things that he has to go through, he longs just to drop this body and be with the Lord. But he realizes it's more beneficial to be a fragrance here, to be a light in the darkness. And this is what it's about, because, you know, I think again about when the disciples came back from after experiencing signs and wonders, and they were all rejoicing. And then the Lord says, don't rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your name is written in heaven. And that name is the purpose, is the purpose God has got for you, which will include the ministries that need to be set in place, the people who you're going to help and lift up and encourage. And why? How could you help, lift up, and encourage if you're not helped, lifted up, and encouraged? So it's all about staying close to the Lord, drawing from the Lord, awaking to the plans that he has for you to build you up, that does build you up and strengthens you. And then with that strengthening, you can share with others. I was thinking of this morning in John 4, where Jesus is hungry and they go get him food. And the disciples leave to go get him food. And then he sees a Samaritan woman. And you guys all know the story there. And he comes and he pours love into her life, a motivation into her, vision into her. So much so that she goes and gets the other people in the village to now come and drink from the Lord, drink from his goodness, be inspired. And I love her words in that day. He says, God is spirit. Those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. And the woman said to him, I know the Messiah is coming, he who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. So here, Jesus, you know, points out again, you know, he's the shepherd of the sheep. He's the lifter of our head. He's the friend that sticks closer than a brother. And actually, he's not ashamed to call us brothers. So he's the biggest brother, best brother that we can all have. And then also he goes on in the story when the disciples come back and give him food. And then at the same time, there's a multitude of people coming now through the Samaritan's witness of the goodness of God and the presence of God that stirred her up and motivated her. They are coming now to drink, to be motivated, to be inspired. And the disciples come and say, yuck, and they urge him, come, Rabbi, come, Jesus, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat that you do not know about. So the disciples said to one another, has anyone brought him something to eat? And then Jesus says to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. So That was Jesus's will. And now Jesus has laid down his life so we, the body, can now do the will of God, be inspired by God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and then be a fragrance in the world, bringing motivation, light, encouragement, whatever is necessary as the Lord would lead. So know that, and then he goes on further, do not say there are yet 4 months, then comes the harvest. Look, I tell you, lift up your eyes and see that the fields are white for harvest. You know, and when we perceive with our natural eye the deception that is out there, we need to take hold of our spiritual eye, the goodness of God, and know there is opportunity all around us. So having been inspired by drawing close to the Lord and drinking from the well of life, he gives us the water that that brings life, amen, at your own thirst. He gives you sufficient, amen, every morning. And now you can go out and you can bring sufficient, bring light, bring life into this world, because the harvest is ripe. People need hope. They need inspiration. And man looking to man is cursed, and they are abiding in the wrath of God. But when you look to God, when you look to the Lord, and you draw from him, that's where you are satisfied, nourished, and encouraged to satisfy, nourish, and encourage others. So let your light shine this day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.